News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berry and Cass and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. Former State Representative Al Pasholka has found a new gig. He's working at Kinexus as the Vice President of Public Relations and Government Affairs. That role will have the Stevensville-based Pasholka working with government leaders relating to the mission of Kinexus. The agency in Benton Harbor tells us it's thrilled to have Pasholka on board, saying he has great networking capabilities. Pasholka recently announced he's not running for the state senate in the 21st district as the state senator John Prose is term limited out of office. That decision opened up the floodgates for Republicans Dave Pagel and Kim Lasada to seek the seat. Pasholka served 6 years representing the 79th district in the Michigan House. His new job at Kinexus started today. The Michigan Department of Transportation has released its 2018 construction map. Spokesperson Jeff Kranzen tells us the map can help drivers plan their routes ahead of the busy summer construction season so they can avoid getting stuck in work zones. He says the fiscal year 2018 Capital Highway Program investment is more than $1.6 million, which still is not enough to address all of Michigan's road needs.
Michigan has had funding challenges in transportation for a long, long time. And the 2015 road funding package that the legislature passed and the governor signed did infuse some more money for roads, but a big chunk of that money doesn't begin to phase in until fiscal year 19.
In Southwest Michigan, MDOT has, in Berrien County, that is, MDOT has five I-94 bridge projects going on this summer, along with some chip sealing on US 31 between Napier and M-139, and repairs to the US 12 bridge over the Galeen River. In Van Buren County, eastbound I-94 between 56th Street and M-51 will be reconstructed. The city of Niles is thanking everyone who helped to clean up flood damage over the weekend. The city administrator's office tells us Friday and Saturday, nearly 150 volunteers between the ages of 10 and 70 took part in the first wave of flood-related cleanup. The work resulted in the filling of 21 30-yard dumpsters. Niles City Administrator Rick Huff calls the level of support shown for the community amazing. The cleanup volunteers came from all over the region, belonging to groups that included the Salvation Army, the Southeastern Berrien County Landfill, the United Way of Southwest Michigan, Andrews University, Niles to New Tech, several local churches, and city staff. The City of Niles reminds everyone, the United Way of Southwest Michigan continues to collect donations for its disaster relief fund. You can find it at uwsm.org/relief. A $100,000 grant has been awarded to the River Valley Senior Center by the Pokagon Fund to help pay for an ongoing renovation project. The center's Tim Hawkins tells us the Pokagon Fund money will help complete phase two of the three-phase project to transform the 45-year-old center in Harbert.
This is giving it a whole different look and making it a much more usable facility for the seniors.
Phase two includes work to the nurse's office, activity room, and restrooms. Hawkins says the Pokagon Fund money will make work possible without having to take on debt.
We're giving everybody hugs and dancing around here for a day.
Founded by the Berrien County Council on Aging, the River Valley Senior Center offers a range of services for residents over 60. The renovation work started last year. Hawkins says it should finish next year. Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette has released his office's annual list of the top consumer complaints for the past year. Complaints about credit and finance companies led the way for 2017. Schuette says the complaints were about debt collection, credit repair, payday lending, and mortgage brokering. Those finance companies have led the AG's list of top consumer complaints since 2006. Coming in second last year were personal service providers, with Schuette saying the jump is directly because of a large number of complaints about family fitness. Closing out the top five are complaints about telecommunications and cable companies, motor vehicles, and online purchases. According to a U.S. Census Bureau report, Michigan's population has not increased at the rate of neighboring states. From April of 2010 to July of 2016, Michigan's population rose just 0.4%. That's while Indiana and Wisconsin's populations grew by 2.3% and 1.6%. Western Michigan University economics professor Susan Pozzo tells us a reason could be a mix of jobs in Michigan.
Maybe it is the case that the population in Michigan increased very, very slightly, but certainly not at the pace of the rest of the economy. And that has to do, I think, with a mix of jobs.
Pozzo tells us the recent college graduates seeking out jobs based on the skills they're investing in during their college years. Western Michigan University nursing student Brianna Baulinger tells us while nurses are needed everywhere, they can still have some difficulty finding a job.
There's always going to be a job, whether it's in a hospital, a school, things like that. There's opportunities everywhere. But what's going to make the difference is if it's in where you want to be or not, depending on your specialty.
Baulinger, a burn survivor herself, wants to work in the burn unit she was treated in at St. Joseph Hospital in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And State Senator John Prose has kicked off his annual Southwest Michigan Spirit Tournament. Prose tells us it's a way for communities throughout the district to demonstrate their support for local high schools by sending him photos of themselves displaying school spirit. The first round of the competition started today.
They're set up into a bracket of schools. Those schools then get the opportunity to compete against each other in a March Madness-style program. And just how creative our local communities are in supporting their schools in the Southwest Michigan Spirit Tournament.
To earn a win last year, Water Valete said it submitted more than 2,700 photos and got more than 86,000 likes on Facebook. The champion for the Spirit Tournament will receive a special tribute from the governor and local lawmakers commending their school. It'll also house an engraved trophy until the following year. WSJM News Now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Monday ended sharply higher, shrugging off worries of a global trade war that previously knocked equity benchmarks lower late last week. The Dow Jones was up 336 points to 24,875. The S&P 500 index closed up 30 points at 2,720, while the NASDAQ Composite Index closed up 72 points at 7,330. Some stocks of local interest. American Electric Power was up $1.31 to $66.49. J.P. Morgan Chase was up $1.74 to close at $115.06. IBM was up $2.46 to $156.95. Apple was up 65 cents to close at $176.85. Fifth Third Bank was up 36 cents to close at $33.27. Stryker was up $1.74 to $162.54. And Whirlpool Corporation was down 7 cents to close at $158.58. This is Dan Norton with Hilliard Lyons, where we take a team approach to your investment needs. We are located at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News Now continues. President Trump announced tariffs last week on steel and aluminum imports, but there is yet to be a formal announcement, and while he hasn't signed anything yet, the president has dismissed calls from Republican congressional leaders to not move forward with those new tariffs. Instead, he said earlier today, quote, "We're not backing down." ABC's Serena Marshall has more.
It's not just the Speaker of the House who has called on the president to pull back his announced 25% tariff on imported steel and 10% tariff on imported aluminum, but Ways and Means Chairman Kevin Brady, formerly the president's point man on tax reform, is now sounding the alarm. Writing in a statement, they sent the president a letter expressing concerns and are seeking signatures from committee Republicans. He echoed what Speaker Ryan's office said earlier, that any trade policies should build on the momentum of the tax cut, not disrupt the flow of, quote, fairly traded products for American businesses and consumers. Serena Marshall, ABC News, Washington.
Trump Hotel executives have been ousted from Panama's Trump Hotel. That says officials in that country stepped in to resolve a 12-day standoff between Trump's company and the property's owners. Trump's security guards also left the property, and crews immediately started stripping Trump's name from the building. A judge and armed police officers escorted the head of the hotel's owner association into the luxury property on Panama Bay. A legal dispute over the property continues. Israel's prime minister meeting with President Trump today at the White House, even as he faces controversy in his home country. The prime minister is at the center of several ongoing corruption investigations. ABC's Jordana Miller has more from Jerusalem.
Unlike the president, Netanyahu doesn't tend to focus too much on the news he doesn't like. He'll likely roll up his sleeves at the White House, downplay the news of another corruption case and another witness who's flipped against him, and proceed with business as usual. But Netanyahu's position is in peril. He or his rivals may call for new elections just to stall the corruption investigations. The president may choose to ignore this, but others, Tillerson, Mattis, and McMaster, may not. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Meanwhile, during their meeting today, President Trump said he may visit Israel when the new U.S. embassy opens in Jerusalem this spring. Here's Karen Travers.
This was a key campaign promise for Mr. Trump and a decision he made as president despite the fierce objections from Palestinian leaders. And on a Middle East peace plan, no significant update.
This is the hardest deal. This is years and years of opposition and, frankly, hatred.
The White House said presidential son-in-law, senior advisor, and Middle East point man Jared Kushner would attend the meeting between the president and the prime minister, despite his downgraded security clearance and the cloud of controversy surrounding him lately.
Payback by poison. An ex-spy from Russia and a woman have been found reportedly unconscious on a bench at a shopping center in Britain. ABC's Julia McFarlane explains.
A man who is critically ill after being exposed to an unknown substance in England is believed to be a Russian national convicted of spying for Britain. The BBC reports that Sergei Skripal is one of four prisoners released by Moscow in exchange for 10 American spies in 2010, before being granted refuge in the UK. British police are investigating whether a crime has been committed. Julia McFarlane, ABC News at the Foreign Desk in London.
Los Angeles police say a man has been arrested for stealing Frances McDormand's Oscars trophy after the Academy Awards last night. An officer says a 47-year-old Terry Bryant was arrested Sunday night on suspicion of felony grand theft. Authorities say the Oscar was allegedly stolen during the governor's ball after the party. McDormand, who has been reunited with her statuette, received the Academy Award for Best Actress last night for her performance in Three Billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri. Speaking of the Oscars last night, who were the big winners besides Frances McDormand? ABC's Jason Nathanson was backstage.
The Shape of Water.
Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway on stage presented Best Picture after last year's envelope mix-up, giving it to The Shape of Water, director Guillermo del Toro's fish-out-of-water love story.
Growing up in Mexico, I thought this could never happen. It happens.
He also won Best Director. The Shape of Water had the most overall wins with four. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri's Frances McDormand won Best Actress, and in a powerful speech asked all of the women nominees to stand.
Look around, ladies and gentlemen, because we all have stories to tell and projects we need financed.
Best Actor went to Darkest Hour's Gary Oldman. Backstage at the Oscars, Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News Now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan. Serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties, compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.